Hi friends, this is Jennifer Johnson at Ledgerlight, and today I want to talk to you about some of the limitations involved if you're going to rely exclusively on imports and downloads of data into your QuickBooks file. So I know a lot of very small business owners like to do this, and I certainly understand why. It's very convenient, it's very straightforward, and it seems like it gets the job done in a very efficient manner. But there are a couple of limitations, and I just wanted to point them out so that people can have the best information available. All right, so the first limitation has to do with accuracy. So the download itself will never be 100% accurate. I've never once in my entire career seen any download that was 100% accurate. Now, we can break this down a little bit. There is, you know, as you know, in accounting, there's a debit side to every transaction and there's a credit side to every transaction. So one side of every download is 100% accurate. And that's the side that the bank, came from the bank. It was a withdrawal, for example. You wrote a check and it was a withdrawal from your checking account. The bank knows what to do with that. The download knows what to do with that. That's going to be a credit on your books, and the download will reflect that 100% accurately every time. Same with credit card downloads. Whatever happened at the bank or the credit card company, that side of the transaction is going to be downloaded with 100% accuracy. Now, the other side of the transaction, so that's going to be the corresponding debit or the credit, that's the side that's going to have less than 100% accuracy, and in my experience, it's significantly less the majority of the time. And I've been involved in these types of downloads and working with clients for many years, at least 10 years, and I don't think that there's been any headway at all in the accuracy improvement of these downloads. I mean, there's been a few little tweaks here and there, but there's been nothing significant that has happened as far as I can tell. Now, as far as the less than accurate, the other side that's less than 100% accurate, the reason is that, you know, your bank or your credit card, they don't know what the transaction was for. And that's what the other side represents. The other side represents what the transaction was for. So, for example, if you went to Office Depot and you swiped your debit card and you bought some office supplies, well, the withdrawal from your checking account, that's going to be part of the 100% accuracy, but the fact that it was for office supplies might be missed. Now, the software does learn. It does learn as you go along, so I don't mean to suggest otherwise. But if you go to different Office Depots, then you may have noticed that those come in as different vendors because the vendor name come in slightly differently. So there's not going to be 100% accuracy. Now, here are some problems you know, with that side of the transaction that's not 100% accurate. Some of the reasons could be that you have new vendors, and new vendors include when you use a chain or a franchise at different locations because the vendor names come in slightly differently for each of those locations. Also, you might have some problems with accuracy regarding paper checks that were not first recorded in the software, or also deposits. QuickBooks is not going to maybe know exactly what those deposits were for. Okay, so now, having said that, I can imagine that someday, you know, both sides of this the transactions will be imported with 100% accuracy. But we're not there yet, and as I said before, the needle for accuracy hasn't moved much in the past 10 years, as far as I can tell. All right, so that was the first limitation. The second limitation has to do with accrual basis reports. These are not going to be accurate if the small business is completely relying on downloads and imports to get the data into QuickBooks. So what's going to happen is accounts payable is going to be neglected and other liabilities are going to be neglected. Accounts payable is when you're showing that you owe other businesses money and you're showing that on the books. So if you're relying 100% on downloads, then your liabilities are going to be understated on the books. Also, probably other liabilities will be understated as well. It's possible, too, that your accounts receivable might be understated too if you're going to rely 100% on downloads. So, but unlike the first limitation, this limitation is going to be a lot harder for technology to overcome. Now, I suppose that someday it's possible that artificial intelligence will be able to create accrual basis reports that any size business can rely upon for GAAP reporting purposes and tax and managerial. But we're not there yet, not by a long shot. And given that not much improvement has happened with the first limitation that I mentioned above, or, you know, at least for 10 years, I'm doubtful that we will see significant improvement on this limitation for a very long time. So just keep in mind these problems, what this means for your firm. So it means that a human being is going to have to examine the feed and make adjustments to it. It means that if you need accrual basis reports, then you're going to need a human being to help create those reports. And if you're going to rely exclusively on feeds and downloads to import the data, then that means that you're only going to be able to use cash basis reporting. All right, so again, my name is Jennifer Johnson, and if you need any help with QuickBooks or accounting or tax, please give me a call. My number is 760-933-8660, or you can visit my website, which is ledgerlight.com. Have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.